Buddy Ryan had the unique ability to add and inject a quality into the players that were on that unit. It wasn't about your position on the defense. It was about your disposition, because every one of those players over multiple years that played those positions, they would do anything not to disappoint their teammates. And that meant running over players, running through players, you know, doing anything to do your job. You know, Buddy was able to create such an atmosphere of peer pressure that the last thing you ever wanted to do was to fall on the ground or not do your assignment. I remember many times getting knocked down during a play, and I would immediately think of myself as I was laying on the ground, what is this going to look like on Monday morning? I better get up and hit somebody. Could be my own teammate, another player on the other team, even an official. It didn't matter, but I was going to hit somebody.
Why did Buddy name the defense after you?
Buddy created a lot of defenses. Every player on our team that was a linebacker, a safety, or even a corner had something named after them. We had different formations, different blitzes, and Buddy would just commonly tag you as a number. Buddy never used names, you know, in terms of the football. You were either an adjective and not a very complimentary adjective, or you were a number. And if he called you a number, that was a compliment. That meant that he thought highly of you. If he called you an adjective, then, you know, that spoke for itself. And he had several common adjectives. I won't go through them right now, but you can imagine. So he called me 46, and we came in that morning, and he had this defense on the board. I was the middle player on the defense, and someone asked him, what are you going to call this, Buddy? And I remember him grabbing a piece of chalk, and he turned it sideways, and he circled my number three times and said, we're going to call this the 46 defense. There wasn't one person in that room that came over and said one thing to me, like, hey, Doug, congratulations, because Buddy was always putting defenses in and taking defenses out, putting coverages in, taking coverages out. We didn't know if this was going to last one day or one year or 10 years, so it didn't really matter. But when this thing was put into operation and they actually ran it in a game, look out, great things started happening.
What was your relationship like with Buddy?
I think my relationship with Buddy was the same as most other players. It wasn't as though I had some special arrangement or relationship that Buddy and I had. I think we respected each other, like many of the other players on the football team. And one thing I remember about Buddy, though, he was a master sergeant in the Korean War, and that's exactly how he ran the defense. He was no holds barred. He came in, he told you exactly what he thought of you as a player and sometimes even as a person. And he wasn't really well liked when he first got the Chicago Bears. But I remember one game we played the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco. And he told a story, we lost the game because of our defensive effort. And he looked at all of us and he said, you know what? I expect most of you in this room to make mistakes and not be able to be counted on, undependable. He said, but there's a handful of you in here that I count on, that I rely on, that I respect your ability, and I need you to do what I ask you to do. And he said, when that doesn't happen, I don't handle it very well as a coach. And he stared off into oblivion, and within a few minutes, tears started rolling down his face. At that moment, I truly believe that the Chicago Bears became the monsters of the Midway. And whatever Buddy Ryan wanted from that defensive group, they were going to do for him. There's a common saying in football, players don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's absolute truth. We knew from that point forward that Buddy was invested in us and we were invested in him. And anything that he asked us to do, we were going to do it.